In your Bibles, please, for our second reading, and we'll find that in Hosea chapter 4, our Old Testament reading. Hosea chapter 4, verse 1, hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired Word of God. Hear the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel, for the Lord hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land, by swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break out, and blood toucheth blood. Therefore shall the land mourn, and everyone that dwelleth therein shall languish, with the beasts of the field and with the fowls of heaven, yea, the fishes of the sea also shall be taken away. Yet let no man strive nor reprove another, for thy people are as they that strive with the priest. Therefore shalt thou fall in the day, and the prophet also shall fall with thee in the night, and I will destroy thy mother. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee. Thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. As they were increased, so they sinned against me. Therefore will I change their glory into shame. They eat up the sin of my people, and they set their heart on iniquity, and there shall be like people, like priests, and I will punish them for their ways and reward them for their doings. For they shall eat and not have enough. They shall commit whoredom and shall not increase, because they have left off to take heed to the Lord. Whoredom and wine and new wine take away the heart. My people ask counsel at their stocks, and their staff declareth unto them, for the spirit of whoredoms hath caused them to err, and they have gone a whoring from under their God. They sacrifice upon the tops of the mountains and burn incense upon the hills under oaks and poplars and elms, because the shadow thereof is good. Therefore your daughters shall commit whoredom, and your spouses shall commit adultery. I will not punish your daughters when they commit whoredom, nor your spouses when they commit adultery, for themselves are separated with whores, and they sacrifice with harlots. Therefore the people that doth not understand shall fall. Though thou, Israel, play the harlot, yet let not Judah offend, and come not ye unto Gilgal, neither go ye up to Beth Aven, nor swear, the Lord liveth. For Israel slideth back as a backsliding heifer, now will the Lord feed them as a lamb in a large place. Ephraim is joined to idols, let him alone. Their drink is sour. They have committed whoredom continually. Her rulers with shame do love give ye. The wind hath bound her up in her wings, and they shall be ashamed because of their sacrifices. May God add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his most holy word. If you remember from a few weeks back, our outline for the book of Hosea, we like to give nice, easy two-step outlines for these books. Here's this one, the training of the prophet and the teaching of the prophet. The training of the prophet, chapters 1 through 3, and the teaching of the prophet, chapters 4 through the end. So, do we not see here what an accurate outline that is? Do we not see here that we have in the training of the prophet, marrying a woman of whoredom as he was commanded to do, although when he took her, she was not that way, yet she became that way, and then he was told to take her back. Remember that? Now what do we see here in chapter 4? We see that same spiritual version in the nation of Israel. And so, what do we have? Well, there are several things I think that we can speak to here that apply to our own condition, our own nation, our own society. The first thing is this: the Lord often sends temporal judgments for spiritual woes. Isn't that what he says here? The animals of the land, they're going to mourn too. It's not just you. You're not the only one that will have these difficulties, these curses, these grievances upon you, like your wives being unfaithful and your daughters. Not just that, but the land is going to mourn. And the land will mourn because you have... Let me make the sentence different. The land will mourn because it has borne up you in your adulteries, in your spiritual fornication, in your chasing after other gods. This is a species of the same thing that we saw earlier today in Mark chapter 12. When the people of God said, no. We want to ordain the worship. We want to ordain the doctrine. We want to ordain the government and policy of the church. That needs to belong to us. That's the species of idolatry and spiritual unfaithfulness. Instead of hearing the Son, the Lord, over the house. So, first of all, temporal judgments are visited upon a people for their spiritual sins. Isn't that what we see in our own country? Do we not have temporal judgments upon us? We just had one last week, didn't we? Here comes Hurricane Ida. By the way, on either the same day or one day different from Katrina. That speak to anybody? It should be speaking to us. What do we hear instead? And you've heard me say this before. I'm going to say it again and again and again and again. Because it's the truth. What do we hear? We hear hurricanes increase because we as human beings have insulted our mother, the earth. That's what we hear. May I say, that species of idolatry deserves more hurricanes. And that's all it's going to get. Until we say, we have abused our Father's patience in heaven. And until our magistrates call upon us not to give up from our wallets to heal the earth, but to give of our hearts to heal our souls, we're not going to hear anything except more earthquakes and more hurricanes and more tornadoes and more fill in the blank, more shaking of our economic foundations and so on. And frankly, if the truth were to be told, our civil magistrate has had a hand in our judgment. Well, this just calls upon us to repent, doesn't it? So sometimes the Lord sends temporal judgments for spiritual sins. And that's the first part of the chapter. The land mourns, everyone that dwelleth therein shall languish, the beasts of the field, the fowls of heaven, the fishes of the sea also shall be taken away. You read verse 3 to the common person out there, and they're going to say, oh yeah, we're such a wicked race. We're using up all the animals. We're using up all the resources. We're insulting Mother Earth, and she's getting angry with us. May I say, that's rank idolatry. We should not speak in that way. Verse 6 then. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. My dear brothers and sisters, please do not disparage Bible knowledge. We want to know as much that the Scriptures will teach us. We want to know everything the Bible teaches us. It is indeed through lack of knowledge that people are indeed perishing. Now, we want a little more than knowledge. The apostle tells us that, doesn't he? In 1 Corinthians, he says that knowledge puffeth up, but charity edifieth. We want love with that as well. We want love for God and love for our fellow men, as we read earlier in Mark chapter 12. We want all of that. But may I say that if we are pursuing the affection without the knowledge, then we are still going to perish. We need both. And we need both filled up to the full. We want our hearts highly affectionate toward God and His ways, but we want all of that affection to be informed by Bible knowledge. So my people perish for lack of knowledge. Thou shalt not be a priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. I will also forget thy children. Notice in this, your increase will do you no good without knowledge, without holiness, without piety. As they were increased, so they sinned against me. Therefore will I change their glory into shame. It's still common, even in churches today, to speak of, oh, well, the Lord is really blessing that ministry. There are thousands upon thousands going there. Well, maybe he is. We pray so. But it is also possible that as they are increased, they sinned more against me. That is also possible. And we know of several places across the country that have thousands upon thousands only to increase their sin. So they eat up the sin of my people. They set their heart on their iniquity. It's like a banquet for them, in other words. So then the Lord says, because you're eating all of the wrong things, I'm going to send you leanness. They shall eat and not have enough. They shall commit whoredom and shall not increase because they have left off to take heed unto the Lord. Then in verses 12 through 14, we have this spirit of whoredoms, that is spiritual infidelity. And this is exactly what Hosea was supposed to learn in the first three chapters. And so this is why we have it framed in this way in these next few verses here, and actually throughout this whole chapter. He is speaking to the northern kingdom about her idolatry. Now let's remember the history of the northern kingdom for a moment before we close up our reading on the chapter. The Lord had established a separate kingdom in the north. He did that himself. He said to Jeroboam, I'm going to give you 10 tribes. I'm going to take 10 tribes away from Solomon for his idolatry. And I'm going to give them to you, Jeroboam. Jeroboam immediately set up the false worship. And here we have those two places where those calves were set up. Right? Dan and Bethel. Except here it's not called Bethel anymore, is it? It's called Beth Aven, because the name of that place is changed from the house of God, Bethel, to Beth Aven, the house of vanity. Aven being vanity. Why? Because the calf was a vain thing. Even though they sought to worship the true God by it, like Aaron did at the base of Sinai, it is indeed a vain thing. Remember, not only the worship of another God is vain, but worshiping the true God according to our own minds is also vain. Beth Aven. But then they were not content with that, were they? And so Ahab marries Jezebel, right? Whose father was named, anybody remember? Et Baal. That was Jezebel's father's name. In other words, he was a priest of Baal. She brings that religion into the northern kingdom, and then tragedy of tragedies in the days of Ahab, they take down the Lord's altars and they set up Baal's altars instead in Samaria. And so the capital city of the northern kingdom then becomes, it's no longer a place where they're worshiping the true God illicitly or in vanity. Now they're worshiping vanities in vanity. And so the Lord will say here, let not Judah sin. No, 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 Judah. You watch what I do in the north. Judah, watch what I do in the north so that you don't do the same thing as they did. But alas, by the time we come to Ezekiel chapter 16, what do we hear? Oh, Judah, 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 you have followed after your sisters, Samaria and Sodom. And so you must now be taken away as well. What is Hosea chapter 4 about? It's about idolatry. All of the temporal judgments, all of the spiritual judgments that come upon that people, they come for their idolatry, their spiritual infidelity. You adults will understand what this statement means. Let me just read it. My people ask counsel at their stocks, and their staff declareth unto them. For the spirit of whoredoms hath caused them to err, and they have gone a-whoring from under their God. You know what that means. They have sought out another instead. All right, with that then, let's stand and continue.